Chapter 2 The Sea of the Dead. That same night, Kalamaki put $5 in Keola's hand.
Keola,
he said,
if you're a clever man, you'll forget what you saw this afternoon. It was only a dream. Remember, only a dream.
Keola never said anything about this adventure, but he thought about it all the time, and he became lazy.
Why do I have to work when my father-in-law can make dollars from shells?
He thought. He bought expensive clothes with the $5, but then he was sorry.
Why didn't I buy a concertina with that money?
He thought.
I could play it all day long.
Keola was angry with Kalamaki.
That man can take dollars from the beach, and I don't have any money for a concertina,
he thought. That night, he spoke to his wife, Lahua, and complained about Kalamaki. He told her about their adventure on the beach.
My father's a dangerous man when he gets angry, said Lahua. You know what happened to his enemies. They all died in a terrible way. You're a baby in my father's hands. Be careful, Keola.
Keola was afraid of Kalamaki, but his wife's words made him angry.
You're wrong, Lahua,
he shouted, and went to Kalamaki.
Kalamaki,
he said,
I want a concertina.
Really?
Said Kalamaki.
Yes,
said Keola.
You take dollars from the beach, so you certainly have money for a concertina.
You're a brave man, Keola,
said Kalamaki.
I thought you were lazy and useless, but you're not. I'm very happy about this. Perhaps you can be my assistant in this difficult business. You'll have the best concertina in Hawaii. And tonight, you and I will go and find money.
Are we going back to the beach?
Asked Keola.
No, no,
said Kalamaki.
You must learn more about my secrets. This time, I'll teach you to catch fish. Meet me tonight near Pili's boat, and don't tell anyone about our business.
His voice was warm and friendly, and Keola was happy.
Why can't we use your boat tonight?
Asked Keola.
Pili's boat is better, and tomorrow you'll understand why,
said Kalamaki.
Very well,
said Keola happily.
All a man needs is a little courage,
thought Keola. When he saw Lahua, he wanted to tell her everything.
But no,
he thought.
I'll wait until I can show her the concertina. Then she'll understand that I'm a clever man.
That night, Kalamaki and Keola took Pili's boat and went out to sea. It was a windy night and the sea was rough. The wizard had a lantern that he held with his finger. He and Keola talked together like old friends about magic and money.
Look,
said the wizard.
There is Molokai behind us. This part of the sea is called the Sea of the Dead. It's very deep here, and the bottom of the sea is covered with the bones of men. When a man falls into the sea here, he drowns, and his bones go to the bottom, where the evil spirits live.
Keola was afraid and looked at Kalamaki. By the light of the stars and the lantern, the wizard seemed to change.
What's the matter?
Asked Keola.
Are you ill?
I'm not ill,
said the wizard.
But someone here's very ill.
Suddenly, Kalamaki's hand started growing and it became huge. Keola screamed and covered his face. Kalamaki held up the lantern and said,
Look at my face.
His head got bigger and bigger, and he continued growing. Keola sat in front of him and screamed with terror.
"And now,"
said the wizard,
"what do you think about the concertina? Or perhaps you want a flute? Well, I must get out of this little boat now. I'm too big for it."
Kalamaki stood up and jumped into the sea, and he continued growing. He stood in the deep sea, and his head and shoulders were like an island. He was huge and frightening. He took Pili's boat in his hand and broke it into pieces, and Keola fell into the deep, rough sea.
"I'm taking the lantern with me,"
said the wizard,
"because I must walk a very long way to get to the island. Ah, I can feel the bones under my feet."
Kalamaki turned and walked away with big steps. Keola watched him disappear in the night, holding the lantern above his head. Keola was terrified and began swimming, but he did not know where he was going. Suddenly, he heard the voices of men on a big ship.
"Help!"
he cried loudly.
"Help!"
The men on the ship heard him and pulled him out of the water. They gave him food, water, and dry clothes. He did not want to return to Hawaii because he did not want to see Kalamaki again, so he decided to work on the ship.